I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today is World Health Day, and Food for the Hungry combines health and hygiene with the gospel. In Cascade Groups, they teach 10 moms in poor communities about health, hygiene, and why their families matter to God. And then these mothers go teach other moms. FH's Beth Allen says,
I sat with one mother in Bolivia at one point who, when I asked her about the teaching that we were doing, she began to cry. And she said, well, I didn't have a single friend in this community until you guys came in and you had me working with the other mothers here. Now I have friends. Now I don't feel so alone in this parenting thing.
And you can help by sponsoring a child with Food for the Hungry.
That monthly sponsorship is how we're able to put this program in motion all over the world.
And God is using the partnership between Set Free Ministries and Partners in Compassionate Care, or PCC, to make a huge gospel impact in South Sudan. Set Free Ministries runs a school near PCC's hospital. Stuart Bowman, son of one of the founders of PCC, says,
the two kind of fit really well together because we have these hospitals that we started back then in bush clinics. The goal of my dad has always been to bring both the spiritual and the physical. So now working with Set Free Ministries and working with PCC together is a real joy to see the people hearing the Word of God and then also having their physical needs met.
And one way they do this is through solar-powered projectors that can be used to show content like the Jesus film. Bowman did just that in a recent trip to South Sudan. We've got more on that trip and the results at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.